Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, we all know that these 304s are broke as a joke. Guys, credit card debt, student loan debt, bastard children, right? And guys, yet they still claim to be strong and independent.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
Clown world, right? Guys, the media pushes this. All this stuff about how men aren't doing well. Well guys, they say that, but then I go to dumpster fire known as TikTok and whine about how broke they are. So guys, we're gonna go to TikTok and once again look at how broke these 304s are. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Check out my locals, my second channel link in the description, the playlist at the end. And guys, let's get into this.
I'm broke.
Of course you are.
I'm broke. Yeah, I'm broke. And guess what? And I want the fucking world to know. Yeah, I'm broke. Because why would I be sitting up here pretending like I have some shit I don't have? Huh? Why do y'all do that to yourselves? I'm broke. Bitch, I am the brokest motherfucker on this motherfucking earth right now. I hate these rent prices. First of all, y'all's kids done broke into my car about 50 fucking times. My insurance done dropped my... I'm broke. And I'm okay saying I'm broke. You guys should try it sometime. Look at yourself in the mirror or in your phone and say, hi, I'm broke. Yeah, and I don't feel no type of way about that shit. Because we all are. Why people like to pretend? I don't know. But honestly, the world is broke. Like, majority of y'all are broke. So y'all sit up here and love to pretend like y'all are not. Nope, we all are. We're all struggling.
Now, guys, she says everyone's broke. Now, guys, I'm not broke. I'm sure you guys aren't broke either. And that's what these chicks do to try and cope and say, oh, I'm broke because everyone's broke. Guys, if you believe that...
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
Guys, come on now. Us guys over here, we ain't broke. We're doing just fine. Right? We just don't have to put all of our business out on the internet and show that and buy crazy stuff to make people think that we have more money than we do. Guys, I know I'm a very successful guy. Guys, I know guys that are, you know, millionaires that drive regular cars, live in, you know, decently nice houses, you know what I'm saying? But they're living in mansions. Men don't have to flex. Well, us men don't have to flex like that. We just don't. There's some simps, right? There's some
beta
that have to try and flex, right? But they look dumb. Guys, there's 2,500 comments on this TikTok. All these girls all saying the same thing. Someone says, the first comment, girl same, rent paid, food in the fridge with nothing left for weeks. This girl says, I hear you because, woo, I'm broke. Look at that, guys. Look at that. And guys, are hashtags. Her hashtags here. Hashtag I'm broke. Hashtag broke. Hashtag I need money. Hashtag economy. Hashtag inflation. Clown world.
I'm literally broke. I don't have no money saved in my bank account. I'm young and I cannot buy a house because I don't make enough money. I don't make enough money to buy a house. And I'm super broke. I don't have no money saved. And I work paycheck to paycheck to pay my rent. This is what people are saying on the internet, okay? They're talking about how they don't have no money. Like, it's so many young people who don't have no money. And I'm gonna tell you why. It's because we're overspending on other things. We're overspending, we're overdoing it. A lot of us is going out on trips, buying a lot of food, eating takeout all the time, paying for things that we should not be paying for, doing too much all the time. Like, what happened to us, like, treating ourselves every blue moon? Like, treating ourselves has become a thing every single day. Every single day, young people are wanting to treat themselves with something. And that's the problem. We're overspending, boo. You're overspending. That's what it is. A lot of times, it's not people's rent. We're overspending.
Jesus Christ, guys. I didn't think anything could be more annoying than them putting on makeup or eating. This chick had the nerve to put some fucking gum in her mouth? Come on. Oh, God. Now she's going to be like... the whole rest of the video. I'm so sorry that I'm subjecting you guys to this.
Spending. We're seeing the amount. We're paying the bills. And then we're like, oh, this leftover money, I can use it for something instead of saving. I seen this video. This girl was talking about how she don't have no money saved in her bank account but some change. And she showed her bank account. And then she has a credit card, $5,000 in debt off of her credit card.
There you go, guys. 67 cents in the bank and $5,000 in credit card debt. Right there, guys. Right there.
Just like a woman.
Clown world.
I don't even know how is that possible. Like, if she was young, like, this is ridiculous. Like, I would never, I hate credit cards. I hate it because it's a setup. And you would never, you would never see me get no credit card. Put no money. No. I already got to pay school loans. I already got to pay them back. I'm not getting no more credit, nothing. Like, I'm not playing these games with the government. Like, a lot of us young people, we use too much money. We look at leftover money and we think it's free and it's not. It should be saved for a rainy day. It should be saved for emergencies. That's the problem. That's why we can't afford nothing. That's why we can't afford assets. And we only can afford a car payment and a house and the bills that come with the house. Because we're not saving our money. We're not investing in anything. A car is not an asset. I don't know who is saying that on the internet, but that is not, no. That is nothing. Even when you have a car and it's new and you paid it off, it's still not an asset, honey. Mm-mm. A house is an asset, okay? But yeah, it's too much shopping going around with the millennials and the Gen Z. That's the problem with us. I'm literally broke. I don't have no.
There you go, guys. There it is. And I think this person actually thought that she's trying to give some type of advice, right? But guys, she's broke. Everyone she knows is broke, right? And guys, all these chicks, guys, the only person whose money that they'd rather spend than theirs is yours. Don't do it, guys. Don't do it. Don't pay their bills. And this, guys, there's 581 comments here. The first comment says, I'm not overspending, it's just the economy.
The lie detector determined that was a lie. Ah!
Look at that. Look at that. The Nile is not just a river in Egypt, guys. Come on, man. Someone says, all the people that I know who are college educated, working career jobs, are financially responsible, and still having it hard. I know people who can't even enjoy because of student loan debt. Now, guys, come on now. Guys, those people probably don't have careers. They have jobs. Okay? Most careers, you can be financially stable. They probably majored in social work and gender studies, right? And are working, making $45,000 a year. This lady says, I have 3 kids to care for, rent plus food plus car payment plus car insurance plus phone bill plus internet, not to mention school supplies. It's hard. And of course, she's a single mom. Absolutely insane. Guys, her hashtags, all right? You ready? Hashtag money problems, hashtag debt, hashtag economy, hashtag bank account, hashtag SOS, hashtag transparency, hashtag inflation, hashtag Gen Z, hashtag millennials, clown world.
I literally just checked my bank account.
Jesus.
I am so broke. And I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And I just paid for more gas.
$10.
That's a lot of money.
Right there, guys. Right there. This sums up these 304s perfectly. Right here, dude. Right here. Crying like a child. Look at that, man. These chicks are cooked. And guys, they want you to pay their bills. They want you to pay their bills, guys. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely insane. Guys, she has 1,423 comments here. Someone says, I'm $60,000 in debt if that makes you feel better. Next person says, $10 is a lot of money. I'm broke. This chick says, I have $70,000 in student loans. Next chick says, student loans are a scam. Look at that, man. Someone says, you claim that you're broke, yet you're wearing the acrylic nails. yeah, those do cost a bit of money. And she says, OMG, you might be right, please. Guys, don't listen to these chicks. And guys, don't trust the chick when she's crying in public or on the internet. You know what I'm saying? And guys, your hashtags here. Hashtag inflation. Hashtag broke. Hashtag college debt. Hashtag relatable. All right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I am out of here. Have a good one, guys.